Good morning. My name is Charette, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the NBPE Investor Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I will now turn the conference over to Peter Vanley. Sir, you may begin.
Hello and welcome to the NBPE Investor Update Call. This is Peter Vanley, and I'm here today with my partner, John Dozer. As always, the presentation we'll be using today can be found on our website, www.nbprivateequitypartners.com. Turning to page one of the presentation, NBPE is managed by the integrated private equity platform of NB Alternatives. Here at NB Alternatives, we manage $15 billion of commitments in private equity. We're one of the oldest private equity investors, having been in the business for 26 years. We have a stable team of over 60 investment professionals with a global presence. We have investments with well over 200 different private equity firms, and we serve over 150 different institutional investors. We have dedicated investment teams across fund investing, co-investments, secondaries, and direct yielding investments, and all of these different areas of activity have been used for the benefit of NBPE. Turning to NBPE specifically, on page two, NBPE, as you know, is a diversified closed-end private equity investment company, which today is investing primarily in equity co-investments and direct yielding investments. Our shares are listed on the Euronext and the LSE, and our ZDPs are traded on the LSE. We have our equity co-investments and direct yielding investments are currently 42% of NAV on a pro forma basis, and we expect that these types of direct investments will be greater than 50% of our NAV before the end of this year. We have recently started our long-term dividend policy. We paid our first dividend, and our current dividend yield is 4.5% based on share price, or 3.4% based on NAV. As mentioned, we paid our first dividend on the 28th of February, and on a run rate pro forma basis, the dividend is more than 50% covered by the cash yield from our direct yielding investment, and we expect our dividend to be 100% covered on a run rate basis from the yield on our direct yielding portfolio by the end of this year. So not only do we have a long term, do we have a dividend, but we actually have sustainable income to support that. Also, importantly as well, a topic that's been one of frequent questions from investors about the Lehman Estates position in NBPE. It's our understanding that the Lehman Estate sold 50% of its position in NBPE, and that these shares were placed among a number of institutional investors. We'll discuss these matters in more detail, but first I'd like to hand over to my partner, John Boozer, who will give you an update on our financial information and on our investment portfolio. John?
Thank you, Peter. So if you turn on to page three, we have high-level financial information and NAV update. As you see, over the course of the 2012 year, the NAV per share increased by 7.1%. And if you go down into the table, you'll see some of the reflection of the increase in the direct co-investment that Peter described a moment ago. If you look at the right-hand column of numbers, the first number in the chart, $401.5 million, was at the start of 2012, the amount of fund investment. That number has decreased to $344.6 million as we've had realizations in that area, and have focused our new investing primarily in the direct and co-investments, both yielding and equity co-investments. You'll see that reflected if you go to the fourth number in the chart. At the start of 2012, in the right-hand column, you'll see we are at about $137 million of total direct and co-investments. And if you go to the left-hand, as of February 28th, we're at $238 million, so a little bit more than a $100 million increase in the proportion of our portfolio in direct and co-investments. You'll also see we continue to have a very strong cash balance of $62 million pro forma at February 28th. You skip all the way to the bottom of the columns there and go to the right-hand side, you'll see the NAV per share began 2012 at $11.03 If you move over to the middle column, you'll see it increased to $11.81 by the end of the year in 2012. And moving over to the left column, you'll see the NAV increase to $11.85 as of February 28th. And then if you move one number up to $11.65, that reflects the 20-cent dividend per share, decreasing the NAV to $11.65 by virtue of that dividend. At the bottom of the page, we talk about the magnitude of the portfolio activity. So while we have an amount of assets that's ranged from 538 at the start of the year to 583 at the end of the year, there's been a lot of activity, so the composition of those assets materially changes over time as we have a very active portfolio. During 2012, you'll see we had direct co-investments and capital calls into funds of approximately $158 million, and we received cash back from sales proceeds and distributions from funds of $188 million, so very active. And 2013 has started off active as well. Year-to-date, new investments, both direct co-investments and capital calls of $33 million, and money coming back, sales proceeds and distributions of $19 million. So the portfolio remains very active, and we anticipate it will continue to do so. If you flip on to page four, you'll see we have a very well-diversified exposure to private equity. As Peter mentioned, a meaningful and increase in exposure to equity co-investments and direct yielding investments. And as well, we have a tactical allocation to investments in North America, which we believe is a prudent move to reduce risk in the portfolio from different geographies. We have four charts at the bottom. Investment by fair value, if you look at the upper left pie chart, fund investments remain at 59%, and as we commented, a declining percentage over time. Equity co-investments, direct yielding investments, 23% and 18% respectively. By asset class, by fair value, you'll see the largest concentration is in mid-cap buyout between the funds and the co-investments, a total of 31%, special situations, 21%, and direct yielding and large cap each currently at 18%. I already mentioned geography weighted towards North America at 79%. And then if you look at the lower right-hand pie chart, year of investment by value, you go from 2009 forward to today, 53% of our portfolio is investments made 2009 and forward. So the portfolio continues to refresh itself in terms of its vintage exposure. Moving on to page five, this is kind of a review of the tactical asset allocation we've taken over time. We've divided it into four time periods. Deployed in 2007 and earlier in the upper left pie chart is 27% of the fair value, and this basically represents the original portfolio when NBPE went public. And you see diversified across different types of assets. If you move on to 2008 and 9, tactically at that point in time, we moved very heavily into special situations as the global financial crisis unrolled, and you see 47% of our fair value from that time period went into special situation funds. In 2010, we continued our focus on special situations, but also increased our mid-cap exposure. 2010 represents 11% of our fair value. And then over the last couple of years, we've adopted the strategy of having more and more direct investments. And you'll see the 34% of fair value represented in 11 and 12 in the first couple months of 2013. 48% of that has been in direct yielding investments. So again, our tactical approach to asset allocation to shift the portfolio over time as we see opportunities both from an investment perspective but also strategic with respect to positioning NBPE in the marketplace. Moving on to page six, I mentioned a couple pages ago the activity over the last 2 years. The two bar charts, I should say, on the left reflect that activity by type. The first one is the outflows of capital into new investments, the left-hand bar. And you see the two large parts. The top part is yielding investments, and then equity co-investments is the other large part of that bar. You also see a well-diversified source of proceeds coming back during 2012, about $188 million. The two bars on the right are the first 2 months of this year, and you see most of our investing has been in direct yielding investments and then a diversified amount coming back of $19 million across different types of existing investments. Moving on to page seven, it has our company performance metrics. And we've looked at our 50 largest buyout companies as we have in the past to give you an idea of how we're valuing those companies, and that information is laid out on pages 7 and 8. So of those 50 companies, 36 were able to value on a traditional basis of taking the multiple of the EBITDA to arrive at the total enterprise value. And those 36 companies represent 120.9 of the fair value of the of NBPE, which is 21% of our total private equity value and 41% of buyout value. You'll see four metrics at the bottom of the left-hand side of this page for those 36 companies. They have a weighted average valuation multiple of 8.9. The debt multiple is 4.1 of the last 12 months EBITDA, so comfortable debt level in those companies. You'll also see in the last two statistics situated there, there's been excellent growth across those 36 companies. Last 12 months revenue growth of 8%, last 12 months EBITDA growth of 18%, so very positive moves in those 36 companies. The other 14 companies are summarized on the right side of the page, and they're types of companies that aren't typically valued on the multiple basis, so we have different metrics for those. Five of those companies are privately held financial institutions, $27 million of fair value. They grew their book value last year by 7% and represent 1.29x book value multiple as to how they're valued today. We have two power generation utilities representing $11 million value, and they're valued on various metrics, including price per kilowatt hour, and seven publicly traded companies with $19 million value, obviously valued on their public trading price. And they had an average total return of 4% during the last year. You'll see on page 8, there's a breakout of these metrics by the industry of the various companies, and you'll see the left-hand bar is the last 12 months revenue growth, and the right-hand bar in the bar chart for each industry is the last 12 months EBITDA growth. Healthcare has been, in terms of the growth of those two statistics, the lowest at 0.4% and 4.4% respectively, but apart from that, all the other categories for last 12 months, revenue growth grew from 2% to 17.7%, and EBITDA growth 12.5% to 55%. So good performance across the board, which is reflected on those metrics from the prior page. Again, investment strategy, as Peter mentioned, we've been actively pursuing increasing the percentage of equity co-investments and direct yielding investments in the portfolio. And our intention is that new investments are predominantly going to be either equity co-investments or direct yielding investments. Our equity co-investments are alongside premier private equity sponsors in their core area of expertise, and we look for direct yielding investments with strong cash yields, in many cases additional upside either through PIK interest or through equity. And as Peter also mentioned, these should compromise the majority of the NAV before 2013. There's benefits to this strategy that we're trying to achieve. One, the expected duration of our portfolio is reduced. We can increase transparency into the portfolio for us as managers and for you as shareholders. And we reduce our overall expense ratio because these investments come to us without the fees and carries that an investment in a private equity fund would have. You can see the progress through the bar chart from 2007 to today, from 17% of NAV in 2007 to 42% today. Page 10 and 11 refer to our new equity co-investments and new debt investments over the last 12 months. We've covered these before. The two newest ones are the right-hand CoAdvantage and Shelf Drilling, a business services company in the case of CoAdvantage and an energy company in the case of Shelf Drilling. Over the last 12 months on page 11, we have a list of our new direct yielding investments. These investments total $84.2 million, or 14.8% of NBPE NAV at the end of the year. And again, you can see we have listed there the OID purchase discounts, the cash interest, the PIK interest. So you can see, in general, the cash interest exceeds 10% on these investments in, as a whole, and the PIK interest is significant on one, the Firth Rickson PIK note, which is a 19% note. So this represents our current portfolio of new direct yield investments, which we anticipate will add to significantly during the year. So with that, I'll turn it back over to Peter.
Thank you very much, Sean. Turning to page 12, you can see that NBPE has a strong capital position. As of the end of February, NBPE had unfunded commitments of $231 million, and total capital resources of $259 million approximately, including our cash and undrawn credit facility availability. If you look, that has resulted in excess capital resources of about $28 million and a commitment coverage level of 112%. In addition, though, about $41 million of NBPE's unfunded commitments are to funds which are past their investment period. So what that means is that NBPE has excess capital resources of almost $70 million when compared to commitments over $70 million of commitments to funds that are still in their investment period. So turning then to page 13, in terms of our long-term dividend and capital return policy, NBPE has instituted the long-term policy of paying regular dividends as part of our capital return policy. And at the same time, the company has maintained the flexibility to continue to repurchase shares. Under our long-term policy of regular dividends, we paid our first semiannual dividend of 20 cents per share on the 28th of February. That results in a dividend yield of 4.5% per annum on share price and 3.4% per annum on NAV. And also, as mentioned, we've retained the flexibility to repurchase shares as well. During 2012, we repurchased about 554,000 shares at a weighted average price of $7.07. In terms of our long-term dividend policy, of course, we do view that as critically as a long-term policy of paying regular semiannual dividends, and the board each period will determine the appropriate level of dividends. Importantly, as well, as I mentioned before, from a support of the dividend perspective, we are currently on a run rate basis 50% covered from the yield on the yielding investments that John went through, and we expect to be 100% covered on the dividends at the current rate by the end of this year. 100% covered in terms of having predictable income from the yielding, cash yield from the yielding portfolio to be paying that dividend. Turning to page 14, you can see the progression of our share price and NAV for NBPE. You can see that over the last 12 months, our share price has increased by 28%, and NAV per share, including dividends, has increased by 5.8%, and that's a February to February number. The NAV increased in 2012 on an annual basis was 7.1%. Our NAV per share, including dividends, was $11.85 as of the end of February. Of course, that was including that 20-cent dividend. On page 15, you can see the similar information for our ZDPs. ZDPs continue to trade at a premium. The GRY on the ZDPs is currently 4.5% based on the prevailing market price. Turning to page 16, you can see with regard to the trading liquidity, you can see that there's been significant trading activity recently in NBPE, which we'll discuss in a little bit more detail. During 2012, there was the cumulative trading volume both on exchange and off exchange was about 10 million shares. And of that, almost 7 million shares was traded on the exchanges and 3 million was traded off exchange. What that comes to is an aggregate average daily trading volume of about 39,000 shares. In so far year to date in 2013, the trading volume has been 14 million shares, of which 700,000 shares were traded on exchange and 13.4 million were traded off exchange. Important, and that, of course, comes to a relatively high average daily trading volume of 270,000 shares. Importantly, this was driven by a meaningful transaction that has been a topic of frequent questions from investors, as I mentioned before. It's our understanding that last week the Lehman Brothers estate sold 7.6 million shares, or 50% of their holding in the company, or about 15% of the outstanding shares of the company. We understand that that was in a transaction where those shares were sold to Jefferies, and that Jefferies then went and placed those shares with a number of institutional investors, and that was a relatively broad range of investors. We were not party to that transaction, but that is our understanding to both of those transactions. We believe that this is a very positive development for NBPE. We think that this will be something that will positively impact the liquidity of the company's shares over time. As you know, the liquidity of the company's shares has been something that we have been focused on trying to find ways to improve, and it's been something that has been an area that we have been looking to provide more liquidity to the market here. And so we think that this is a positive impact, and just having more more shares in a broader range of hands will be something that will be positive for the liquidity of the stock. Also, we think that reducing the uncertainty as to the likelihood or method of that potential disposition, the reduction of the overhang, we think is attractive. So turning then to page 17, we believe that NBPE continues to offer a compelling investment opportunity with a high-quality experienced manager, a solid private equity portfolio, equity co-investments and direct yielding investments, exposure on a diversified basis, funded from a mature cash-generative portfolio of fund interests. Importantly, we have capital available for new investments and have, of course, both the ordinary shares and the ZDPs. In addition, we continue to take meaningful steps to address the discount in the company's shares, discount to NAV, doing that through the increased exposure to direct investments and direct yielding investments, our capital return policy and long-term dividend policy, and our continued efforts at market outreach. So with that, we would like to turn it over to any questions that you as investors may have.
At this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1 if you have a question. We'll pause for just a moment. Your first question comes from Bill Cavart with UBS.
Good morning. Can you talk about the deal flow you're seeing, both on the yielding investments and the co-investments?
Sure. On the direct yielding investment side, we're continuing to see strong deal flow, as you could see in the transactions that we've invested in the second half of last year, as well as the first 2 months of this year. Obviously, one of the issues in the marketplace today is that yields are generally being compressed. However, what we're finding is that's really much more the case for more liquid forms of yield, and that actually in the more illiquid forms of yield, whether it's second lien or mezzanine, while there's some pressure, we're finding that we're continuing to find very attractive opportunities. I think that's partly driven by the fact that we have such a broad reach of private equity general partners that we have relationships with, that we just can cast a bit of a wider net there. But you can see from the transactions that we've been doing, we've been getting double-digit rates of return on a cash basis on those transactions, and we think not only is it a good absolute level of return, we think it's good on a risk-adjusted basis. And John, do you want to comment on the equity co-investment side?
Yeah, so we continue to see substantial deal flow on the equity co-investment side. I would say there's a rush to do transactions at the end of last year. So there's a very high level of volume, certainly in the last 3 or 4 months of last year. There is a little bit of a lull in the first month or two, I think, while people generally caught their breath in the industry. But the rate of deal flow has picked back up as we've gone into late February and March. So we continue to, over our history, we've invested in 5 or 6% of all the deals that have come through for equity co-investment review, and we think the deal flow is sufficient that sort of ratio will continue.
Thank you. One final question is, on the yielding investments, do you typically get some sort of equity kickers, whether it be warrants or are they convertible securities?
It's atypical to receive warrants, but in most of the cases, we have the opportunity to invest in equity as well. So typically the equity is in the form of a slice of co-invest equity that one would make alongside the private equity firm. And we evaluate, sometimes those come as a package deal, sometimes we have the opportunity to pick and choose, and when it's a package, we analyze it as a package. When there are individual individual securities that we can buy, we look at each of those on a case by basis.
Great, thank you very much.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And at this time, there are no further questions.
Great. Well, then thank you very much, everyone, and please feel free to contact John or I or any of our partners with any additional questions that you may have. Thank you very much.
Thank you for participating in today's conference call. You may now disconnect.